T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
No indoor dining in New York City. Not yet. It's not happening. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're holding off because of spikes in other states that have allowed this to happen.
It is not the time to forge ahead with indoor dining, but it is the time to double down on outdoor dining. And so far, we have 6,600 restaurants that have taken advantage of our Open Restaurants Initiative. I believe there are many more that could benefit from it. We're going to have a huge outreach effort. It's been going on for days, but it's going to deepen over the next few days with Small Business Services, that department, and Department of Transportation going out into communities, helping to show restaurants that qualify that they can take advantage of this right away, get a lot more business, and do it in the safe way, which is outdoors.
De Blasio says he'll work with the state to figure out when it's the right time to move ahead with indoor dining. Governor Cuomo said today that it's his call to close down indoor dining in New York City, not make it a part of Phase 3 that starts on Monday. This, however, does not extend to other parts of the state that are in Phase 3 and beyond now with indoor dining. Rockland County is fed up with partygoers who are refusing to cooperate with an investigation into a coronavirus cluster. It's linked to a large party attended by 20-somethings in mid-June in Clarkstown. The party host and 8 others are now infected with corona. County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel-Rupert says not only are the partiers ignoring their calls, but parents are covering for the kids.
My staff has been told that a person does not wish to or have to speak to my disease investigators. They hang up. They deny being at the party, even though we have found their name from another party attendee, or a parent provides us with the information. Many do not answer their cell phones and do not call back. Sometimes parents answer for their adult children and promise that they have been home consistently when they have not been.
Goers are facing subpoenas, compelling them to cooperate with the investigation. The county health executive, Ed Day, says anyone who gets in the way of the health department investigation will be slapped with a $2,000 a day fine. Cuts to the NYPD don't cut it, protesters say. They call it all smoke and mirrors. And they showed their anger by taking over a street outside City Hall this morning until cops moved in to try and shut them down. They're still cleaning up. Here's Sean Adams.
Unsatisfied with the $1 billion NYPD budget cut, protesters who've been camped outside City Hall commandeered the intersection at Chambers and Center Street overnight and erected barricades with construction debris. Columns of police wearing helmets contained the protesters to the sidewalk and removed the obstacles. Chief of Department Terrence Monahan praised his officers for remaining cool.
Listen, it's a tough time to be a New York City cop. When you listen to the animosity on the streets against the New York City Police Department, who's kept this city safe, made it the safest big city. But it's going to be tough to continue to do that with some of the stuff that's going on in this city. Some of the laws that have been passed recently, it makes our job a lot tougher.
The chief says people can protest. They just can't take over an intersection. Protesters jeered and taunted police officers. They spray-painted graffiti in the street, on the Beaux Arts Surrogate Court building, and on the David Dinkins Municipal Building. At City Hall, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
All right, live now to the Weather Center. John Greshak is standing by. And, John, some of us are under flood warnings this afternoon.
That's right, Paul. A flood warning, a flash flood warning in effect for Hudson and southeastern Essex County in New Jersey until 1:45. The heavy rain right now starting to move out of that warned area. However, another storm has just started to develop right near Passaic, and that is heading south right into the same areas that have received some of the heavy rain over the past hour. So that flood warning may continue or even be extended. And these storms are going to be around through the afternoon into the evening hours with potentially flooding downpours in other areas as well. Later on tonight, the storms finally move away. Low temperature of 68. And tomorrow, a partly sunny, hotter day with a high of 88 degrees. Friday, more of the same. Partly sunny, hot, 88 once again. But storms may return by late Friday and Friday night, leading some cooler air in for the weekend. Currently 70 in Midtown to 81 in Commack is our temperature range across the tri-state area, heading for the low 80s this afternoon.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.